this Wednesday, February 17th, 2021, where in sports you're hearing about Pat Johnston reporting, Detroit Tigers pitchers and catchers reporting today.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It is pretty, yes.
Yeah, I wonder how cold it is in Florida. Is it cold down there, like
no,
Texas?
They did not. They did not get the bad weather. They've had decent weather.
Lucky them.
It was farther west of them that was frigid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
make you feel warmer thinking about that, though.
It does.
Yeah.
Start of baseball. Well,
I'm just concerned that they'd be able to get out there and start practicing.
Yeah, they're going to.
Well, they're
going to
need it.
So, Patrick, I'm curious.
Yes.
What kind of odds are FanDuel giving you on the Tigers this year?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let's discuss some more, and I think I can get that info.
Really? Oh, good.
Have they even done some early postings on that? I'm trying to remember if we talked about that or not yet.
I know they're one of the last, if not the last, kind of like the Lions, to do well.
Yes. I mentioned the other day the predictions, and they were... The only team worse was Pittsburgh.
Well, that was USA Today, so who trusts USA Today? The intrigue, of course, for the Tigers pitchers and catchers is all about the pitching, as that still continues to garner the attention about the young arms. It's interesting to hear that the Tigers, and I can't believe that they'd be the only club, suggest that they could be considering to start the season a six-man pitching rotation. Because of the young arms who didn't have a chance to really fully develop by pitching a lot of innings last year.
No, they had six good pitchers.
Well, we didn't say that. We just said a six-man rotation. We said nothing about the quality. So that's going to be something to follow to see what goes on with trying to balance the workloads of pitchers who already were being monitored for the amount of innings they pitched and really didn't have a chance to achieve those innings last year. Yeah. So now they want to bring them up to the speed this year and still a year behind.
Right.
Of course, new manager A.J. Hinch, who I like this description as far as one online publication for Major League Baseball was talking about new managers. And they talked about Hinch. They describe it this way, who takes over an increasingly interesting Tigers team.
Ooh.
Interesting. Ooh.
Increasingly interesting.
Yeah.
With rising rotation talent.
Well, yeah, they do. They've got some good young arms. Mm-hmm. It's promising young arms.
And that's what I think the key is, and have put a few pieces together that could help solidify an offensive and defensive puzzle.
Well, it is a puzzle.
That's true.
The word interesting can be taken so many ways.
And it's nice to hear the focus once again on our now grizzled veteran, Miguel Cabrera, who apparently has been doing a lot of work because he wants to play first base. And I think the Tigers will give him that chance because he wants to. And they think that it might help keep him a little bit more fresh. Not a lot, but he's been doing work defensively. And apparently he's coming into camp looking good and his...
defensively, he wants to play base then, huh?
He just doesn't want to just sit and hit the ball.
Yeah. I think one of the keys perhaps is the catcher to deal with these new young pitchers calling a good game.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they got Ramos?
Yes.
Yeah. Wilson
yeah.
Ramos.
Yeah, they yeah. went out. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wanted
yeah,
to get somebody yeah. who's yeah, a veteran back there.
That yep. might be a good acquisition.
So it's just... But it all starts today. And ahead of what is planned at this time, our first spring training broadcast on Sunday, February 28th.
Ooh.
How strange is that? That'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We will have select spring training broadcasts as we can bring those to you. But Sunday is scheduled at this time for the first one.
When, and they will be on 790.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So since they're playing that Sunday, that would be their first game. Spring training game.
Yes.
When will you play Ernie Harwell's Voice of the Turtle? You usually play it on that first spring training game.
Might have to do that the Friday before.
I think so.
Yeah, that would be the appropriate time.
I think so.
Yeah, that's right.
I can say that we already are celebrating spring training yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
We received a visit from our big Tiger fan, Rosalie in Saginaw, who brought us her usual Detroit Tigers cookies.
Oh.
Remember these cookies that she makes out in the shape of round? So, and then she puts the baseball icing on them?
Yeah.
The red stitching.
Yeah.
And then the other one with a blue English D. She's really got this down after all these years.
And she wanted to make sure she was ahead of the game to make sure that we were all prepared for the Tigers. And Rosalie, your cookies is always very tasty, and we certainly appreciate the visit we had.
Know.
Yes.
Well, you had punchkies, so we had our cookies.
We had punchkies yesterday. We had the cookies.
Thank you so very much again. No, she does. She does that every year.
Yep. And we've got a picture of them. We'll get that posted. I think I'll save that post when we get close to that spring. Maybe the Friday before spring training game. We'll
put
the cookie posting and have Ernie Harwell's.
Because we've already seen the casualty of COVID-19. No Tiger Tour this year.
Yeah.
But we really didn't have Tiger Tour in the past.
Tiger Tours in the last few years.
Well, they went to Frankenmuth, in the big tent.
Limited, not the access that we once had.
No. Not the access we used to have. No, I remember the days when. Remember the days when they used to be down at Bay Valley. We'd go in the lower level of Bay Valley, and they'd all be going around, and you could walk up and talk to any of them. And
we even had one year when they came here to our conference.
And they came here to they did. They came to the studio. That's right. I interviewed Kurt Gibson that year.
I remember that. That was the year the Tigers signed Pudge Rodriguez.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Here we go.
We have an attachment for a 54th consecutive year. Looking forward to Detroit Tigers baseball on WSGW.